Page 43, 2013 Governmental Affairs Report. Jeff Tom, Governmental Affairs Committee Chair. I would never go so far as to characterize a year in the state capital as dull, but this year was certainly less eventful in the past couple of years, and we should all breathe a sigh of relief on that score. Not only was a budget passed on time, but we didn't face any more horrendous cuts like the ones in the prior few years. That's because this state is in the best fiscal shape it has been in for close to a decade. And in my view, we have the governor's leadership to thank for that outcome. By forcing his own party to swallow many cuts on which many of us disagreed, and then by leading the fight to have the voters pass additional funding for education, as well as the beginning of a return to better economic times for our state's economy, it doesn't appear that we will be facing the prospect of red ink at least any time in the near future. In fact, due to outstanding advocacy work from the disability community, including efforts from CCB members, the legislature, and the governor, agreed to increase funding for community college disabled student programs and services. Page 44. Although these increases weren't sufficient to fully restore funding levels to 2008-09 funding level, they will make a substantial difference around the state for programs that have had more individuals to serve and have cut both services and personnel. Dull or not, 2013 still contained many highlights of importance to those of us who are blind or visually impaired. It was quite an eventful year in the area of guide dog-related legislation. Pursuant to SB 308 by Price, the existence of the State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind was extended for 4 years through 2017. In addition, the board's authority to act as an arbitrator in disputes between handlers and guide dog schools was also extended for that 4-year period. Finally, AB 1252, a bill that contained a variety of changes to provisions relating to restaurants and other food facilities, redefined service animals for purposes of animals allowed in such facilities as being limited to dogs and only those dogs individually trained to do work or perform tasks for the benefit of a person with a disability. For guide dog users that have felt the wrath of business owners due to the use of exotic species of animals or dogs that weren't trained a day in their lives, this bill represents an important victory. Page 45, for those of you who are beneficiaries of both Medi-Cal and Medicare benefits who reside in Los Angeles, Orange, San Diego, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Mateo, Alameda, and Santa Clara counties, beginning in April 2014, you will be required to enroll in managed care for your Medi-Cal benefits, and at your option, can include your Medicare benefits in that managed care plan as well. If all goes well, this new program, named CalMediConnect, will provide more integrated and person-centered care, as well as save the federal and state governments money. Advocates, including CCB, will be watching closely, however, to see whether these hopes are actually realized. AB 1003 by Aleo, which was signed into law by the governor, will require data to be collected on members of and appointees to the judiciary who have disabilities. Such data, which is already collected with respect to other groups, can be used to indicate whether persons with disabilities are underrepresented in the judicial branch of government. CCB was pleased to support this bill as a resolution passed in 2012 by our organization actually addressed the need for more appointments to the judiciary of persons with disabilities. AB 133 by Hagman showed the power that our advocacy can have. Page 46. This bill, which was signed by the governor, provides that when materials are proposed to a school district board or the state board of education to be used by the local district or the state, such proposed materials are to be put in digital formats. CCB proposed amendments to require that the digital format be an accessible one for persons who are blind or visually impaired. After some initial opposition, we refused to let the matter drop. Not only did we get our amendments placed in the bill, but we made a friend in the Assembly by supporting the bill's enactment. AB 459 by Mitchell is an attempt to require all foods and beverages in state building vending machines to be healthy. Because of the extremely adverse impact this will have exclusively on vending facility operators who are blind, we have worked to defeat this bill. For now, anyway, it has stalled in the Assembly, but it can be brought up again in January, where it must pass the Assembly by the 30th of that month or it will die. Alternatively, a similar bill could be introduced. We are already making plans for 2014. Pursuant to Resolution 2013-B2, described in the resolution summaries in this issue, we will be seeking to reintroduce legislation authorizing in-home supportive services. IHSS program recipients who are blind, low vision, or otherwise print impaired to have the reading and filling out of documents as part of the services for which they are eligible. Page 47. 5 years ago, we almost got the job done on this issue, and we have strong support in many quarters, so it is time to win a battle that we've been fighting for 20 years. It is impossible to predict from year to year what issues will catch fire. However, one thing is for certain, whether we're fighting to pass new legislation, to win a funding battle concerning the state budget, or to defeat a proposed law that will decrease opportunities for persons who are blind or have low vision, we need the help of each and every one of you to make your legislators listen. So when President Pomerantz or myself or one of your chapter members urges you to get involved in the battle over an issue, please help in any way you can, because you will make a difference.